you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. Reading from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So in everything, now that means everything, everyone. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. It's the Prime Lifetimes in Review. That's what we do on Wednesday. And we have a special guest, a content contributor, our children's choir director. When are we going to get that going again? What do you think?
Hi, Dee. Soon, I hope.
Yeah, we're still working that out, praying it through. In fact, on Monday night, the Singing Men of GNN, we had a meeting, our leadership team, and praying up future possibilities where we're going to sing, the relaunching of our season. In fact, we're going to begin with rehearsals on Monday night, February 7th, right here at the center.
We're
back to having the rehearsals here.
Oh, wow.
And so we've been at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, but because of maybe some remodeling and different things going on and other decisions being made, we're going to be moving back to here. So everyone, if you know a man that loves to sing and declare the wonders of God or wants to be a part of the Singing Men of GNN, or you've been thinking about it, and this would be a great New Year's resolution to hold to. At Marketplace Mall in Champaign, our new studio, the Great News Media Center here, will launch the Singing Men of GNN. So that's Monday night, 7 p.m., February 7th, here to launch into a new season. And we're working on new selections. And we have a new director. We officially installed Keith Kraft.
Okay.
He's been filling in. And I think when we sang at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, our Christmas concert, we introduced him as our new director. And so we appreciate how God is using his gifts and talents. And probably in one of the future weeks, maybe next week or the following week, we'll have him and C.J. Sizemore in to
share some of their testimony. Great. I was going to say that. That'd be great. Well, get ready, Marketplace Mall. There's going to be some singing going on.
Yeah, excited about that. But we opened with this verse out of Matthew. Now, many of you know the Sermon on the Mount that was preached by Jesus in Israel is recounted in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And so this is Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. And the golden rule that many people refer to, I guess, is derived from this very verse. And it'll tie into the article that's going to be read by our sweet and lovely Dee Chesser, who joins us. Front page, Dee. You made the front page of the Prime Life Times.
For good reason.
Yeah, very good story. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But another thing we've talked about on Wednesdays is to read listener letters. So I think I gave you each about three or four, and I'm going to begin this time.
Okay.
Because I have a short, nice, sweet little note from Donna from Rantoul. She's supported the radio ministry for many years, and she writes on a little note card with apples. So those of you that are teachers, it's kind of that little apple graphic.
I eat one apple every day.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Me too. Well, I eat 3/4 of an apple a day.
Okay. I eat sometimes only a half of the apple and save them. Anyway, back to the subject.
Well, this note says, God's blessing to you all. So that includes you guys, Donna. So thank you, Donna. Thank you for your ongoing support.
Okay. Well, I have one from a different Donna in Champaign. And it's very short and sweet as well. It says, love your radio stations. Sincerely, Donna.
And now when she says radio stations, there are many people that aren't familiar with the fact that we have 19 different frequencies covering the whole central part of Illinois, all the way from Macomb and beyond down towards Carlinville and then over to Danville and then into Indiana. So we have that huge block of stations. And hopefully in the coming days, I'm going to say more about it. We've been praying it up, but we have two proposed power increases that's going to expand our signal, and we're excited to see how God's going to do that. We still have to purchase more equipment, and we're waiting on the FCC for one power increase, but I'll have some fun announcements to mention into this new year.
All right. Well, keeping with the short and sweet,
I have a card from Peggy. Darling painting of a U.S. mail truck. I think probably from the 40s.
And Peggy serves on our radio board. Sweet Peggy's currently in Tennessee.
Yeah.
She's going to stay on our board, but she's in the transition of moving out of town.
She's going to do speakerphone.
Yeah, and she's going to attend our board meetings and still drive up. She's only, what, 4 or 5 hours away.
All right. We'll
keep our hooks into her. She's a great one.
Yeah, she says, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, peace, love, and hugs. That's the good thing, the hugs. Peggy.
She's so sweet.
Hey, Marianne, you should have called me on that. I was just thinking when you say I'm gonna keep my hooks in her. That's really, gosh, that's not really a good thing. Even though it's a positive thing, we want to keep her.
That's true.
We want involved, but why would you say keep her hooks in?
What's that come from?
Fishing?
It's one of those
fishing thing?
No, it's not an idiom. What is it? It's just maybe.
Keep
I don't know.
In.
We're not gonna do that to you, Peggy.
But
we're
hooks
just gonna...
is like a permanent thing, so we really want to keep her attached and connected.
We'll have
but
to think of a different way of saying
just
that.
Just not with a hook.
Hi, Peggy. It's all okay.
Yeah, Peggy, you're listening to our stream. In audio, I hope.
And our stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a note from Sweet Carol. She's been a great encouragement to this radio ministry for years and has attended many functions and some of the trips that we've taken. But this is on a so grateful card with, what are these flowers? Pansies and
Those are beautiful.
Tulips.
Little watercolor flowers.
What are these other things?
I don't
even
really
know
pretty.
What they
I wonder where she got that.
Okay.
That's real pretty.
Very nice. She writes, Dear Mark and staff, thank you for the work that goes into Great News Media. Big exclamation point. I've had the opportunity to listen to Mark Job and enjoy him along with the others. The music is uplifting and such a variety. Still iffy to listen in Watsika on 89.3, though. Yeah, we've tried. We're trying to see if we could ever get a power increase or another
frequency. I mean, that's been a problem
frequency.
Here for a little while.
Yeah, that's on the fringe, so she doesn't always get a good signal that supports us. Look at the smiley face.
Oh, that's cute.
She's drawn
well, we
can
get something going up there
God's
in Watsika, Mark.
Oh, now she included in this. Now I'm going to read one of her two little things that has been typed out. It looks like it could have been in a church bulletin or a newsletter from somebody, but I'm going to tell you a little story. So this is for our listeners today to maybe encourage you on your way to work or maybe you're in the shop or at the office. But three sons left home, went out on their own, and prospered. They discussed the gifts that they were going to give their elderly mother. The first said, I built a big house for our mother. The second said, I sent her a Mercedes with a driver. The third said, well, you remember how our mother enjoyed reading the Bible? Now she can't see very well, so I sent her a remarkable parrot that recites the entire Bible. It took elders in the church 12 years to teach him. Mama just has to name the chapter and verse, and the parrot recites it. Soon thereafter, their mother sent out her letters of thanks. Milton, she said, the house you built is so huge. I live only in one room, but I have to clean the whole house. Gerald, she said, I am too old to travel. I stay most of the time at home, so I rarely use the Mercedes, and that driver is so rude, he's a pain. But Donald, she said, that little chicken you sent was delicious.
What?
Yeah. You know, Marianne, how much we love our animals, and people saw my posting of my chicken in the house that I was taking for a walk and got a lot of likes. But
what does that mean exactly? Because you were holding it. You weren't taking it for a walk. Oh, you were walking with
walking him. He started in the basement. I brought him in through the basement window. I feed him out there.
He had the big mealworm thing.
He got on my arm, and so I was giving him the mealworm, and I took him up the steps into the entryway, up the other steps on the second floor. And I
said, how'd that go for Holly?
So Holly took a picture. Esther does that every so often. All the times we brought the chickens in, they haven't soiled anything.
That's
been good. We don't
put
diapers
or
anything.
It was a cute picture.
Anyways.
I'd love to see a chicken in a diaper.
Yeah.
That's not what
I've seen on YouTube. You can see all these dresses and things they put on chickens, and it's a hoot.
Well, when you started reading that, it reminded me of those kind of tales of, you know, the Arabian Nights or whatever they're called. You know, three boys go out, three sons, and they have tasks and they're going to win the girl. You know, one goes and fights a dragon, and one goes. I didn't know where that thing was going. So
Oh, I thought you already knew, Dee. Okay, I thought you already might have known, but yeah, it's a classic one because 12 years of teaching this parrot and then, tasty.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you've seen that commercial where the children get the grandma or the grandpa like an iPad or something, and next thing you'd see them in the kitchen and they're using it as a cutting board or something.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Okay, a couple of our letters we get to Dee's story.
This is from Dan and Sandy in Monticello. Dearest.
Now, you should say Monticello, Illinois, because our Indiana listeners have a Monticello.
So does Minnesota.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Where's the Monticello that the famous president, what's that about? Where's that in?
That's towards Washington, D.C., Virginia or something?
Yeah, Virginia. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We've taken a tour group there.
Okay. Dan and Sandy in Monticello, Illinois. Dearest Mark and staff, your dearest.
Yeah.
Sending love.
Double entendre, right?
I don't know. Sending love. What do I say? Sending love and thank you blessings your way from the bottom of our hearts. Wonderful music, spirit-filled teachings, encouragement. We are so grateful and encouraged. Praise God for this ministry. All of God's blessings to you all. Love in Christ. Don and Sandy.
Great couple and appreciate their support. And I think we all could echo, we love tuning in and hearing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I tune in because I want to make sure we're always on the air, but I tune in often too, like Alistair Begg or Charles Stanley or some of the teaching or the music. I told Holly the other morning at 3:30 in the morning, we were off the air, and so I had to go out to the tower. That was Monday night. And on the way to the tower, I was listening to the music. No, Karen actually called and took her three calls because I didn't get to sleep till midnight. So I was in like the triple REM, whatever they call
it. Then you told Holly, you woke her up and told her, I'm leaving to go.
If I get up and I usually don't turn on lights. But anyways, as I was heading out, she goes, where are you going? I go, we're off the air. I have to go and fix something. And I was able to remotely do something from the home. So I got music back on the air. Actually, WGNJ was being broadcast on WGNN. I was able to do some switching. And so as I was driving to the tower and listening to the songs, I told Holly at about 5 in the morning when I called her and said, I'm going to stay out here a few more hours. But I said, I worship the whole time out to the songs. And sometimes if you hear a song, I replace the words with my own words. So maybe it's a familiar lyric or a familiar song. But then I just will insert like, oh, Lord, I just praise you so. And I will sing it along with the song. And so I had a worshipful time at like 3:34 in the morning as I headed to the tower. And it was a very simple thing. It was a backup battery that this component was plugged into. It faulted. And so basically I had a backup battery that I installed and replugged it in. And so it was resolved in about 6 minutes. But, yeah, it was an ordeal. And then once I'm out there, I thought I might as well
stay and get some things, things done.
Okay, two more letters.
Okay.
Anyways, everyone knows how it all works now.
Well, I have one from Steve and Alice in Urbana.
Oh, faithful givers and good friends.
A sweet short note. We appreciate all you're doing, Mark and staff. This donation got delayed a while. Have a great week. We like the late night music. There you go.
Yeah, that's early morning. And this is a note from Judy from Springfield. I love your station. The music and the speakers are such a blessing and encouragement. Is there any way to give the name of the artist before or after the singing? God bless and Merry Christmas, Judy. And I think I responded in her thank you letter. I said, well, if we hired more staff and had the ability to, you know, announce all that, but it would take a lot more people and staffing. And
but people can, like, look on webpage, is it? What are they?
Well, people can call in or ask, what was that song? And we document it, and we have files of everything so we know what played and when. But like if it's a Moody track or a Moody segment, then, you know, we have to call up there and say, hey, what was that song? Or, you know, through the night. But depending on what station and what time, we can usually track it down right away within seconds. To announce each and every song, you'd have to have more live DJs and announcers, and because we have a preponderance of teaching. Of course, 89.3 has a lot of music, too, and I usually pick it all out. So I spend hours, you know, sorting through all the music and the variety.
We'd have to be like that movie, I don't remember who it was that was starred in it, Multiplicity, who made like 9 of themselves or 5 of themselves. You know, we'd have to all like have like 10 of ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. So, but we'll...
That would be scary.
Oh, it would be.
But at some point, there are ways with different devices. There's a device, it's about $2,000, that you can put it online so that those car radios, the
I've
song and the artist, not the cars we drive, Mary.
No, not my car. I love my car, but no, not that
yeah,
car.
We don't have the technology yet, but most modern cars have that ability.
Yeah.
And it's a few thousand dollars that you put in line that at some point, you know, when
I've
we have the
that.
Funds.
I've seen that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be great.
Helpful. All right, Dee. So we're looking at our January edition of the Prime Life Times, and on the front page there's a very colorful graphic. Kudos to Kelly.
Yes.
And it's titled Good Intentions by Dee Chesser.
All right.
All right. Have you had any good intentions lately? Maybe something that came to your mind when you thought of someone special. Something that would not be just well received, but would be loved. A visible reminder of what that person means to you. A tangible reminder of your love. In truth, our good intentions might not always align with or even be remotely near something the other person wants. One of the aspects of intending to do something good for someone would be to get a feel for whether or not that person actually wants your good deed.
Hey, that's a really good thing when we talk about the love languages and
yeah,
there's all
yeah.
those studies that many times when there's a conflict or misunderstanding, it's like you're imposing what your love language is on the other person.
They're kind
like,
of a misfire.
No, I want acts of service or I want gifts and you want to give something else and that's not their love language.
So. Ah, yes. Well, let's figure out what this one is. When my mother and I moved into our Champaign townhome, she took the smaller bedroom and bath. We were able to split everything evenly, except the bedrooms. We had come from a home in Minnesota where each of us had our own living space. Now we had to downsize to a shared area. We put her furniture in the dining room and mine in the kitchen eating area. My living room set went into the music room and hers into the parlor off the dining room. We shared the family room. I felt a little guilty at having the larger bedroom. So, a couple years later, I began to formulate a plan. What if I switched our bedrooms? She would have a beautiful view of the creek she loved, a bigger room, and a walk-in shower. Plus, she wouldn't have to plan her walking on the treadmill, which was housed in the bigger bedroom, around my bedtime. And I could do it as a surprise. Mm-hmm. I figured with help I could switch our closets fairly quickly. She had purchased a twin bed, but her full-sized bed was in the basement. I could hire a couple movers to change out the beds and move the dressers, bookcases, and desks. I enlisted my grandsons to help with the closets, hired two people, and sent my mother to spend the time with the homeschooled grandchildren, sharing her stories about growing up in the 20s, 20th century, that is. Everything went smoothly, and in under 2 hours, we were ready. We brought her home. When we entered the house, I told her to cover her eyes because I had a surprise for her. I led her through the hallway to my bedroom, now hers. There was a short hall with the bathroom to the right and then 4 or 5 more feet to the bedroom proper. I was walking in front of my mother, blocking her view of the wonder ahead due to her size, 5 feet tall and 93 pounds. Mm-hmm. As we stepped into her new room, I told her to open her eyes, and I flung my arms wide as if to say, ta-da! I was just about beside myself with anticipatory glee. I had really done something for my mother.
I think we all know where this is going to go.
I didn't know it, but I had done something for my mother, all right. As she looked around, her mouth dropped open, and her eyes widened. She gasped. The anticipation welled up inside me as I awaited her first words, and then they came. Deanne! My family calls me Deanne. To everyone else, I'm Dee. What have you done? That was not one of the things I had imagined she would say. Oops, that was also the sound of my bubble bursting. Then came more. I want my bedroom back. I like it. I had not tried to get a feel for whether my mother actually wanted my good deed, and now I suffered the consequences. She insisted everything be switched back. But because it was now late afternoon, I convinced her tomorrow would have to suffice. She reluctantly agreed to sleep in her new room one night. I didn't write it in the story, but I was kind of hoping if she spent one night there, I could talk her into one more night, and sooner or later she'd be happy.
I figured that.
That's not quite the way it went. Around midnight, I got up to check on her and was shocked to find her bed empty. Alarmed, I hurried from the bedroom. As I passed the day sofa in the family room, I spotted a small bundle at one end. My mother, curled up with her pillow and blanket. She had enough stubborn grit for someone two or three times her size. Needless to say, the next day was not all about blissful bedrooms, as I had imagined, but just another moving day. And in keeping with learning from life experiences, I now try to pay more attention to my intentions. And my mother happily lived out the rest of her days in the smaller bedroom.
Oh, my. This is great. Yeah. Copyright D.A. Cheshire. That's Deanne Cheshire.
Yes.
D directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir. For years, a nurse administrator in Minnesota, D is now a Champaign, Illinois volunteer and grandma. Email at deannecheshire@gmail.com.
Now, Deanne, I was thinking when children are in trouble, it's like,
yes.
Mark Nelson Burns.
That's right.
Is that your middle name?
Yeah, Nelson.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Nelson.
When we get called
it
all three names, you're usually in trouble.
You know you're in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lord
yes.
Admiral Nelson and so forth. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, so. Many people just assume my middle name is Anne because Deanne, Diane, Deanna, all those.
I love Deanne.
And actually, my two best friends and I were named Diane, Deanne, and Deanna.
Oh, you wrote an article about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you got in trouble, did they say, Deanne, get into this room right now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you betcha.
Look on your face.
Of course. Yeah. Of course, I didn't get in trouble very often.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, of course. Only when you, like, threw rocks at boys or like that.
Yes.
That was another story.
Yeah, we got a lot of stories about you now, Dee.
Yeah. Well, this is in this January edition of the Prime Life Times, available at almost 400 locations at the WLUJ studios in Springfield, here at our studios at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, and all sorts of locations. If you stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, you can search under the distribution link and see all the different places you can pick this up free of charge, or you can subscribe and we'll be happy to send it to you. It's $30 for 12 editions, so if you start in February, you'll get them through next January of 2023.
Oh,
can you even believe that?
Gives me the chills.
But,
wow.
We'll send in first class mail. Yeah.
That sounds so futuristic. I'm still working on 22.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm working on, it'll be all day today, signing thank you letters for the WLUJ family of stations. I finished all the Great News Radio signing. It took almost 2 days, and I think it's going to take two full days to sign and write notes to all the WLUJ family of stations. But be expecting that thank you for your 2021 giving. It's our year-end statement. Mm. Those will be received in the mail in the next few days.
I saw Holly and her friend stuffing those envelopes a couple days ago.
Yeah, that was the final. I did it all, the signing at home, and she brought it in, and she worked late into the night evening, and so anyways, we'll probably be recruiting some volunteers today or tomorrow to finish up our WLUJ mailing. So thank you everyone for your support, being 100% listener supported. We count on your generosity and appreciate it, and thank you, and thank the Lord for how he provides for this radio ministry through so many different people. So well, thank you, Dee, for stopping in. It's always a pleasure.
So and fun to see the new studio.
Yeah, you're
being, thank you.
And I think in March, maybe later March, we're going to have a grand opening. I'm still working on announcing a specific date, but the later seems like it'll warm up a little, and there's spring break right in the middle of March.
Oh, that's
so we'll see. I'll announce that pretty soon.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesler with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.